Welcome to Patched Atlas, exploring the systems behind modern technology.
Good afternoon, and welcome to this as yet unnamed podcast. I decided just to start recording instead of actually wasting time with things like naming. I want to talk today about AI. Kind of unsurprisingly, I guess everyone's talking about it, but AI is doing something kind of amusing to me at the moment in that it's killing LinkedIn. I don't know if anyone knows this or has seen this. Apparently, AI is the death of LinkedIn, which is actually kind of impressive. This came to my attention, well, it's obviously been seeping in over the past few months, but I saw a post by Rick Ferguson. If you're in cybersecurity, you may know who he is. If not, it doesn't really matter, but it was this post that was emphasizing an idea that we need to stop with AI content. That how do you manage a feed that is just full of AI? How can you manage a inundation of AI slop? And there's this sentiment that's rising up, the whole idea of, if you don't have time to write it, I don't have time to read it. And I kind of want to break this down a bit, because I think people are starting to look in the wrong direction. Now, AI is a problem, but it's not the main problem on LinkedIn. And the main problem on LinkedIn is that it's always been a template structure. You can post on LinkedIn whatever you like. What most people posted was the same generic template. And you can go back 5-6 years and see this in action. You can break down the common structure, and it's like, it's an emotional hook, it's escalation, it's fake insight, and then it's a clean resolution. So you have like something to grab you, a way to raise the stakes, a insight that says something like the real problem is this, and then end it with like a moral or a call to action. And you can see this same pattern across basically every author on LinkedIn who is kind of struggling for influence and notoriety. And the key idea is that anyone capable of pattern recognition can copy this pattern, but then they can also recognize this pattern, and you can start seeing AI a mile away. But you're actually seeing a templating problem that has existed for a long time. So you can pick whatever nonsense example and be like, you said it's just a goose, and so did everyone who ended up in the water. So you have your emotional hook, and you escalate the stakes, like, you thought it wasn't your problem, just a bird, just a lake, just a quick grab. But the Canadian goose does not do just, they do escalation. And all of a sudden the stakes are raised, and then you need some kind of insight, some kind of click my blog for 5 moments when stealing a Canadian goose felt like the right idea, or anything to drive clicks or drive interest. And then you need some kind of clean resolution, like a moral or a call to action, like respect the goose, even when it doesn't affect you, especially when it doesn't affect you. And it's just, it's the same nonsense. You could see that written about any topic. It doesn't have to be a goose. You probably won't find much goose talk on LinkedIn. I guess it depends who you follow. Maybe you follow more interesting people than I do. But this is a template. AI didn't invent this. We are blaming AI for something that humans have taught it how to do. And this is kind of we'll get into it a bit later, but it's kind of becoming a problem. Like, thought leadership in general on LinkedIn is rare because it gives everyone a platform. And if you give everyone a platform, then everyone starts yelling for acclaim and for notice. And that actually doesn't work well. Like, we've seen how Twitter works. It just has kind of degraded itself into its current condition. Thought leadership is built on people with knowledge and experience and wisdom to share, being able to share that, not everyone being able to share anything. So we have a different problem than we're focusing on, and I'm not going to come down on the AI is great side of things. I actually had a slide in a recent talk where I have just a slide saying AI is a tool which amplifies competence and incompetence equally. And that's how I feel about AI. If you know what you're doing with AI and understand it, then it can be an extremely powerful tool. If you have no idea what you're doing with AI, then you're going to have a bad time. And this is the thing. This is why AI makes the whole problem of templating on LinkedIn worse. Because AI is perfect at reproducing things like this. It's a structured, generic, engagement-optimized style. And of course an LLM can happily regenerate that. An LLM is built on that. It's built on Reddit posts. Like, I don't remember when it was that Reddit finally started charging for its API access, but for so many years it existed as a curated data set that anyone could just grab from. Like, you have comments, you have scores of people telling you which comments are good. People complain about books going into AI, and sure, there's a lot of written word that have gone into it, but to me it feels like it's trained mostly on Reddit and on the backs of people who were there being helpful or communicative. So you have this structure of data that's just primed for LinkedIn. So now you have this low effort content that just massively scales, and everything sounds polished, but it also sounds identical. And to me, this is kind of a problem. I have this coworker, well, former coworker. I used to work with him. He's actually a really smart guy, and he has interesting things to say on subjects that I am wanting to follow. And he used to make a lot of posts on LinkedIn that were enlightening. These days, however, because he's not a native speaker of English, what he's doing is he's taking his ideas and he's running them through an LLM. And what the LLM is doing is diluting them for digestibility, and in doing so, taking out the actual useful information that I wanted from him in the first place. So I'm like borderline considering unfollowing this guy who I considered smart, well, I do consider smart, who I consider could be a thought leader, but the LLM is getting in the way of him doing so. And I guess the other side of it is, if LinkedIn is being killed by AI, I'm kind of okay with that. And I'm okay with that for a few reasons. Like, the main argument against, or let's say not against AI use, but saying that AI use doesn't matter, is that authenticity becomes obvious. Like, you can just unfollow people who obviously use AI, and that's entirely true. But then you have this signal versus noise collapse, where signal is the useful information you want to receive, and noise is everything else that you don't need. Now, in cybersecurity, there is this concept in radio frequencies called jamming. It's a relatively common idea that if you raise the noise floor around a frequency on which you want to communicate, then your receiving device is not going to be able to pick up the signal for the noise. And that's kind of what's happening, in my opinion, with LinkedIn. Authenticity may become obvious, but if you have one authentic person surrounded by 10,000 different AI-generated posts of nothing, how are you ever going to find that authenticity? So while some might argue that there's a shift in advantage, that it's not who writes best, but who actually thinks, and I just don't know if that's true. I think the noise floor on LinkedIn has already become too high for any signal to emerge, and honestly, I still think that's okay, because I don't really know anyone who was looking for thought leadership on LinkedIn. I don't know that that's the correct platform to generate thought leadership. To me, thought leadership is generated by going to conferences, finding people speaking on subjects that you are interested in, and deliberately following those people. It's about curation. It's not about dialing into the masses. It's about finding the people who you know have something to say that you want to hear and listening to those people. And there's obviously some danger there around creating echo chambers and just this idea of homogenizing your pool of knowledge. And yeah, that's where discovery, that's where protocols that will actually lead you into information you want would be helpful, but you're not going to find those on social media that gives everyone a platform. You have never been able to find that on social media that gives everyone a platform. You might, for example, check Hacker News on Y Combinator to find people there. You can find niche groups and forums on the internet. It requires a lot more effort, and honestly, I don't even have time for that effort a lot of the time. But that's where you go for thought leadership. There's this other angle too that's like the curious line when it comes to creativity with AI. Like, we acknowledge that code is okay to generate with AI most of the time. Most of the output of AI, as I understand it currently, is, well, written word and then code. But literature, for example, is not okay to generate. And that's, I think that's kind of a fair line. I have other thoughts on that that I may go into another day. But generally speaking, I don't just want to read an AI-generated book. And images are definitely not okay to generate. Images are, they're like holy sacred ground. And honestly, there's some very cool things that people are doing with embedding data in images to prevent AI from parsing them. It's a really fascinating subject. I may go into that another day too. But this is the thing. We have drawn a line saying images are sacred. We have drawn a line saying the written word is sacred, and people are ignoring it, as people will continue to ignore it, because they are able to use AI to claim an advantage over those who don't use it, or a perceived advantage over those who don't use it. Because, for example, my partner, she will often point out when things are AI generated in images that I don't spot. I'm not a visual person in that way. But if these are so obvious, maybe they get less obvious, but it's kind of obvious when AI is being used to write. That much I can say. I've written a lot. I do a lot with written word, and I'm comfortable noticing when something is AI generated. I worry about the day when I won't be able to notice that, but right now I feel like I notice it relatively well. And everyone is doing it. And that's okay. Not because I think that content is worth reading. It is absolutely not. Because it kills a platform that I don't think has merit. I'm generally against social media and its use, and LinkedIn is just social media wearing a suit. So honestly, anything that makes people step away from social media and step into real spaces where real thought leadership can be developed, can be seen, and can be followed is, it's the step in the right direction to me. I wonder if anyone listening to this has found thought leadership on LinkedIn. That would be fascinating for me to know, because to me it's just a chamber of people scrabbling to gain influence, to gain some measure of notoriety. And to me that's rang hollow for as long as LinkedIn has existed. All AI has done is exacerbated the issue. And I guess if I was going to run this episode through a LLM, it would say, if everything sounds like AI, sounding human becomes the edge, which is honestly nonsense. Like, if everything is AI, then the volume becomes so loud that you can't hear anything useful through the noise. But that's okay. And the final thing I want to talk about is this. Can we stop blaming AI? AI is a tool. AI is a function which people are leveraging. It is not the AI's fault that someone has decided to post on LinkedIn using their LLM, it is the person who is responsible. We have abstracted all this responsibility away from ourselves and onto AI, as if AI is this giant malevolent force and we're just the innocent bystanders who decided to ask it to make a LinkedIn post. And this is not to say don't use AI, this is not anti-AI, this is understand that AI is a tool and you are responsible for its use. And from this we can get what my final point I think has to be, which is AI might be killing LinkedIn, but we shouldn't blame the tool because the users lack originality. And from that, I think we need to understand that AI is not to blame. For all these problems that we are seeing being caused by AI, we need to understand that the problem is the people behind the use of it. That's all I have for you today. Thank you for joining me on this still unnamed podcast. Let's see if I think of a name by next time.
Thank you for listening to Patched Atlas. You can find more episodes at patchedatlas.com, on YouTube, or in your podcast app.